It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Guy Raz. So think about how you respond to the question, where are you from? Maybe you say Pittsburgh or Sao Paulo or Berlin, but probably not the U.S. or Brazil or Germany, because cities are often the places we most identify with. And over the next 20 or so years, almost two-thirds of us on this planet will live in or around them. Cities are like laboratories, places of experimentation, of possibility. But they're also places with big problems that affect all of us. So on the show today, we're going to explore the big ideas that come out of cities and how those ideas could shape the way our whole world is organized. First up, a story that ends with an idea about improving cities, but it starts in traffic. Specifically, traffic in Boston, Massachusetts, which is where Daniel Quercia had just moved to from London.
The big difference between London and Boston was that not many people were biking in Boston.
This was about 5 years ago, and Daniel was biking. He moved to Boston for a job at MIT. But before that, he'd mostly lived in small towns in Europe, and so...
I feel that I can move better by bike.
Okay, so once he got to Boston, Daniel did what most of us do when we're in a new place and we need to figure out how to get somewhere. He pulled out his smartphone, he opened up the mapping app, and he asked it for the best route. And the mapping app told Daniel that the most efficient way to go, the fastest way, was to take Massachusetts Avenue.
Mass Ave is a big road with a bridge. There are a lot of cars, right? But, I mean, it was the easiest way, right, in terms of landmarks, in terms of orienteering.
Just for the someone. Most direct way.
Exactly.
But not pleasant.
Not pleasant at all.
Not only were there no bike lanes...
Then usually the traffic lights were optimized for car traffic.
Which made certain intersections hard to cross.
So it was a bit a stressful experience to go through that road.
Daniel was choking on exhaust fumes. He was weaving in and out of traffic. It was fast, but not so fun. So after a few weeks of this, he started to think.
Maybe it was not a conscious process. It was more like I got fed up of the same, doing the same. So I just said, no, I might try a different road.
So one morning, Daniel left his house and he ignored the mapping app. He just stuck to the side streets, the alleys, those little one-way roads that he never really bothered with before. And what happened next? Here's Daniel on the TED stage.
I just remember a feeling of surprise. Surprise at finding a street with no cars, as opposed to the nearby Mass Ave full of cars. Surprise at finding a street draped by the leaves and surrounded by trees. For an entire month, I was trapped in my mobile app that the journey to work became one thing only, the shortest path. In this single journey, there was no thought of enjoying the road, no pleasure in connecting with nature, no possibility of looking people in the eyes. And why? Because I was saving a minute out of my commute.
So that day, just like going a different way, it just took a few minutes longer, but I mean, it seems like it changed the whole experience of the city for you.
It changes the experience because you can look at shops, you can look at little things that make the difference.
Like the perspective of buildings.
The perspective of buildings, and also just the very fact to look at people's eyes, you kind of have the human contact. And as a human, right, we are social animals, and that's what we need.
Daniel Quercia happens to be a computer scientist, and he uses data to find solutions to the kinds of everyday challenges humans face, things like the best way to get from point A to point B. So after he took that different route on his bike and found a more pleasant way to get to work, Daniel began to wonder how he could maybe use the power of data to focus less on efficiency.
Now, let me ask you, how many of you have never used a mapping app for finding directions? Most of you, if not all, have. And don't get me wrong, mapping apps are the greatest game changers for encouraging people to explore the city. You take your phone out and you know immediately where to go. However, the app also assumes there are only a handful of directions to destination. It has the power to make those handful of directions the definitive direction to that destination. Einstein once said, logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere. So with a bit of imagination, we needed to understand which parts of the city people find beautiful. Based on that idea, we built a crowdsourcing platform, a web game. Players are shown pairs of urban scenes, and they're asked to choose which one is more beautiful, quiet, and happy. Based on thousands of user votes, then we are able to see where consensus emerges. We're able to see which are the urban scenes that make people happy.
And soon after Daniel built that crowdsourcing platform, he and his research colleagues made a web app that would allow users to tag photos of urban scenes around their city as either beautiful or quiet or happy. And they fed that data into a mapping application. And they called the project Happy Maps.
So right now we have a website where you in London where you can input, like you do in Google Maps, you have point A and point B, and it's going to give you two options. So one option is the shortest path, and the other is the most pleasurable path.
The happy path.
Yes, exactly.
You know, we hear a lot about like smart cities, right? These places that are designed for ultra efficiency. But I mean, why don't people who design those cities, you know, think more about making them enjoyable?
Because of their mindset. There are engineers like I am, and our work, it's all about efficient way of solving problems. So think about the corporate rhetoric behind smart city, right? Is saying, okay, when you go to work, you're always on time. When you go shopping, there is no queue, and you know what? You're going to feel really, really safe because of the CCTV cameras around you.
Yeah.
Now, efficiency, security, they're important, and they make a city acceptable, but they don't make a city great. In reality, what we need to maximize is not efficiency, but we need to maximize experience of people and ultimately well-being.
Daniel Quercia now lives in Cambridge, England, where he runs the social dynamics team at Bell Labs. You can check out his TED Talk at TED.com. And you can also find out more info there about his Happy Maps project and others.
Right now, we are working on a project that is called Smelly Maps.
As in smell, the smelly parts of
yes,
the city.
Yes, Smelly Maps.
Wow.
Where okay. Basically we map the entire smellscape of the city through Ooh. The pictures that people leave. So you take a picture in the park and then you annotate it with the words violet and rose.
Smelly maps, they could be coming soon to a city near you. On the show today, building better cities.